Babylon is one ancient name for modern-day Iraq. The Hanging Gardens were one of the seven wonders of the world. Unfortunately, much of Iraq's archaeological heritage was built with adobe, so nothing like, say, the pyramids or the Acropolis remain. However, a more recent ruin has become an attraction, the palace that Saddam Hussein built overlooking the ancient site of Babylon is now open to the public. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Hilla.
The palace overlooking the Tigris River has never had so many visitors. Saddam had a garish mansion in nearly every city, and he may have only visited here once or twice and probably never even spent the night. But in 2003, some unwanted guests arrived. American troops billeted here. You can tell by the graffiti such as, "Got her done." Polish troops arrived next, leaving graffiti that says, well, something in Polish. And then came the guests Saddam might have liked the least. Paying less than a dollar to enter, ordinary Iraqis are visiting the gutted old palace. For about $180, they can even honeymoon in one of Saddam's guest houses down by the riverbank. Only the ceiling murals and frescoes of Saddam over the doorways remain. The glass from the windows went along with everything else that looters could cart away. Still, each room is big enough for a platoon. I just feel sad, says Iman, an elementary school principal on a field trip with her female students. All the years of grief, injustice, and poverty, and he built a palace? She wonders how much it cost to build. And all this, she says, when there are mass graves nearby in Hilla.
This is my first visit to the palace, and I hope it's my last. This is not for me.
But others have found something to enjoy here. Sadun al-Essawi is taking a stroll by the fountain and gardens with his fiancée, Noor Abdullah. Essawi says he never expected Saddam to go.
I always imagined that my grandchildren would be ruled by Saddam's grandchild. This is so weird that I can walk into Saddam's palace.
Still, it's hard to escape Saddam's image. He even rebuilt the adjacent ruins of Babylon with modern bricks, many of them stamped with his own seal. Archaeologists say the renovations just about ruined the site, and the coalition troops didn't treat it much better. Sadun and his fiancée are having fun anyhow. This is the only place to go in Hilla, says Miss Abdullah. There's no place for tourists, or for couples looking for a little quality alone time. And many other young people seem to have the same idea. They flee into the hidden corners of the palace as a reporter approaches. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Hilla.
This is NPR News.